Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. Just going to jump straight in. I always like to keep the podcast nice and short to respect the busyness of your life, and the fact that you're taking time out to do this is really awesome. And just thanks to the people who've been giving such great positive feedback. Emails and just people commenting have been great. It's just the coolest thing to know that a tiny bit of what I do definitely reaches people and is helpful. So in this podcast, really want to do the same. I'm just looking to give you a couple of great ideas that'll be really helpful for you. First thing I want to share before I get into the topic for this week is simply a really great quote that I read in an interview just yesterday. The inimitable, great word of the day, inimitable, which means incapable of being imitated, inimitable. The inimitable Tony Robbins is here in this country at the moment doing some sessions. And, you know, this is a guy that's a giant, right? Like he's been doing personal development work for decades, influenced millions of people. So, you know, whatever you think of him, when he speaks, he probably knows a little bit about what he's talking about. So he was being asked by an interviewer, you know, great question, which was, what does he see as the common factors that unite successful people? Now think of the millions of people he's worked with. And he, you know, and this comes back to something I used to do when I was doing leadership theory. I did a master's in leadership and management. And we did a lot of work on trait theory, which was that, you know, there was a lot of investigation was done about leadership. Was like, you know, are taller people better leaders? Are people with more hair, dark hair, men, women, you know, from wealthy backgrounds or poor backgrounds, who makes better leaders? And they found that there really weren't any identifiable traits. So when Tony was asked that question, I was fascinated. I'm going, what's he going to say? What is the uniting factor that really, you know, links people who are successful that he's worked with all around the world? So I give it to you really simply. He said the thing that unites them was hunger. He said hunger to grow, for things to be different. You know, he said hunger for more of whatever. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're Mother Teresa and you want to impact more people and reach more people. He said that, you know, it's about hunger. So I think growth is about seeing the world around you and it just doesn't quite fit the picture in your mind. That is a really good thing. If you feel that, if you feel what I call, you know, divine dissatisfaction, like divine constant dissatisfaction, that's okay. I mean, I'm just constantly looking at the world around me going, oh man, I just want to change this. I want to grow here. I want more of this happening. So, you know, hunger. I hope that you have that in your life. I mean, what do you, even throw you some questions. What do you want more of in your life right now? You know, do you want your relationship with somebody to be much better? Do you want more money? Do you want more fitness? Do you want, you know, more opportunities? Do you want more, you know, entertainment? Are you bored in life? I mean, you just got to want more. You know, it's hunger. Hunger that defines people that want to grow. So my next question, I guess, was, you know, how do you get that? And I'm not sure. I'd be interested if you post a comment or email me, because I wonder if it's something we're born with. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I always say you're a unique person, because the vast majority of people are not interested really in growing. They'll tell you they are. They'll say, oh, I want to grow and I want $1 million, but they don't actually do it. So if you're listening to me, this is probably just part of your DNA and it's a good thing. So stay hungry, you know, stay hungry. Don't apologize or get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. You know, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? So, and it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, wherever you are, there's more opportunity to grow. There's more opportunity for the next level. So stay hungry. I can promise you I am. I'm on a 40-day journaling process at the moment. Every day I'm journaling the way I want things to look, the things I want in my life, the person I want to be, the beliefs I want to have. I'm serious. Every day I'm doing it. And, you know, this morning I got up at 2:28 a.m. I got out of bed. Couldn't sleep, got up, came down to my office, did a trainer session on the fixed trainer. I'll try and embed the video here from Instagram. You can actually see me training at 2:28 in the morning. It's really cool. You know, just hungry to get into the day and hungry to get started and to grow, and did my journaling, you know, this 40-day process every day, writing it down. So if you don't journal, you've got to journal. Go to the search bar here on my website and just type in journal. And there's a great podcast I did on journaling. Now, let's get into this week's content. This week, it was really on my heart to talk to you about massive action. Now, this is a concept you've got to get familiar with in personal development and personal growth. Massive action is a key strategy for growth and change. I really think that the best place to really leverage massive action is when you're in a rut. Now, I'll be honest with you, I get in ruts as much as the next person. You know, for someone who tries to be positive and has to work on my psychology all the time, I still get stuck. You know, I have bad days. And just recently, I woke up one morning and I felt, you know, just tired. I've been training a lot and just miserable. And the day just was terrible. I got in a rut. And then to get myself out of it, I really leverage this concept of massive action. It's very simple. It's just that when you get stuck, really, you know, you've got to take action to change it. Here's the mistake most people make. And I had dinner with a really close friend last night, and they're doing the same thing, and we talked about it in detail. So much of the time, you can make the mistake of waiting for your feelings to change. So you're like, you feel really flat and you're like, life's terrible. And you go and eat a bucket of ice cream and you watch terrible television and you just hate the world. And we kind of wait. And look, eventually 3 or 4 days, our mood might lift and something will change. But the question is, why wait 4 days? You know, some people, if that negative toxic thinking starts, it can get worse. It can go on for ages. Next thing you know, you're depressed and you're like miserable and your thoughts have pushed you there. So what I want to encourage you is when you start to get stuck in the rut, firstly, I want you to really get this, stop just waiting for the feelings to change. You actually have to change them, and I'll tell you how you do it. This is based on what we call ACT therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy. It's the sort of next wave of cognitive behavioral therapy. It's really interesting. And one of the key frameworks of ACT therapy is that we act first and we get feelings later. You got to get this. Actions first, feelings later. So much of the time we don't do anything because we don't feel like it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to get this. We have to often act first before the feelings come. So here's what I did. I was in this rut and I knew that one of my brothers and I were thinking of doing this amazing ride down in Tasmania, Cradle Mountain, 235 kilometer ride. You got a 1 day, you got a time cut off, you got to get it done in a certain number of hours. It's a full on thing. And I was in this rut and I got up and I just went bang, massive action, jumped online, registered straight away, commitment, bang, spent $300 just signing on for the race, bang, committed. Now I got to get flights committed. And I can tell yesterday, I went and did about 6 things. I took massive action. I booked Karen and I and the whole family into an amazing conference coming up in June. I'm going to take in the kids. It's going to be massive, like 20,000 people. We're going to go there and just get fed and encouraged and inspired for a week. So I signed us up for that. It cost a bucket of money, hotel, all done, just massive action. And the more action I took, the more the feeling started to shift. So you get me? When you're in a rut, you got to get out by changing the feelings. How do you change the feelings? They don't change themselves. You won't just suddenly feel better. You have to take action. Now, qualifier, don't do anything dangerous, stupid, or illegal. I don't want you to just go and, well, you know, Jonathan, you said take action. So I went to Vegas and I took all the money in our mortgage and I lost it. It's your fault. No, don't do anything ridiculous. Just do stuff that you wouldn't normally do. And here's the next thing. I love this part. When you go to do it, prepare yourself for the small voice. Now, if you haven't read the book Small Voice Mastery, it's worth reading. But, you know, all that cognitive chatter, the minute you do something interesting or you take massive action, you will hear a voice and it will go, I can't believe you're doing that. It's ridiculous. It's extravagant. You don't deserve that. You shouldn't do this. What will people think? We can't afford it. You will hear, and the minute you hear that and you feel stress and anxiety, you are probably, not definitely, but I think you're probably close to doing the right thing, because the minute I start to take these steps, I'm like, man, what am I doing? Am I crazy? And you start to do it and the feeling shift. I want to give you a couple of great quotes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Lee Iacocca. Lee Iacocca is very famous in US business history, going back into the 1970s and 80s. He was a really successful executive. I think originally he was with Ford and he moved across to Chrysler. And they were doing terribly. And he's famous for taking a $1 a year salary. And he believed so much in the brand and the business that he said, right, I'm just going to take you're going to pay me $1 a year and I'm going to turn this around. And all the, you know, the factory workers just loved him. Anyway, really famous guy. And a great quote that I found from Lee Iacocca just last week, and I posted on Instagram too. But he said, listen to the words, in times of great stress or adversity, it's always best to keep busy, to plow your anger and your energy into something positive. One more time. In times of great stress or adversity, it's always best to keep busy, to plow your energy into something positive. Man, I learned this last week. Every time I get in a rut, massive action. do stuff, get moving physically, go and do 15 errands, clean the cupboards, just take action, don't sit in your rut. The next quote is from the brilliant speaker Joyce Meyer, and she says this: when you begin to worry, go find something to do, get busy being a blessing to someone, do something fruitful. Talking about your problem or sitting alone, thinking about it does no good. It serves only to make you miserable. Above all else, remember that worrying is totally useless. Worrying will not solve your problem. So both of them recognizing that once you hit that point of being in a rut, sitting around worrying, ruminating, playing out scenarios in your head, waiting for feelings to change is dumb. It doesn't work. You can learn this from me, or you can spend the next 20 years running the patterns of, you know, dysfunction that you're running. Trust me, this works. Massive action. Actions first, feelings later. Actions first, feelings later. So that's really simple. I want to leave that with you. Listen to it again. The transcript is there. I hope that's useful. Post a comment under it if you like it. It's on iTunes. Just do me one favor. Share it with people. Grab the link. Say, hey, listen to this. And I really want you to share it. If you're a social media user, come across to my Instagram feed. I love Instagram. I've just got this really strong belief in never posting anything that isn't useful. So I do these little mini posts, like little 200-word blog posts inside Instagram, and I post them across to the website. So I'll put a link to Instagram. Come across, join my Instagram feed. My Twitter feed's there. Come across and have a listen to that stuff, because I'm just really putting fresh stuff in there. I don't want to email you every day. I don't want to send you emails all the time. Once a week's plenty. So my more regular stuff, if you want to just get quick little regular hits, find me on Instagram at jonathan_doyle.co on Instagram. So there it is. My new book is going to go to print this week. So I'll let you know when that's ready. It's a redrafted, re-edited version of Bridging the Gap. It's really cool. And the other thing to keep in mind is that I'm actually doing Bridging the Gap as a full online course. You know, like tons of video modules where I'm going to take you through those 8 steps. That's coming out in a few months too. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. Share this with people. Join me on social media. Let me know what you think of this. Does it work? Post a comment, and I'll speak with you again next week.